morning, everyone. This is Gwenda, and I'm from Shape Changer. It's lovely to be here with you, and I'm here today to talk to you about being exhausted. So many people we're finding now are exhausted on many levels of themselves. So if you're exhausted, is it mental or is it physical? You see, there's different levels of exhaustion. There's two different facets of yourself about exhaustion. So if you're physically exhausted, you may have done a marathon, and well done to you if you did. But you may also be a plumber, an electrician, someone who works physically hard. So by the time you get home in the evening, you are very tired. And that's a physical exhaustion, where your body needs replenishing, where it needs a rest. Then there is a mental exhaustion. So this is people that may be lawyers, may be accountants, even our wonderful bookkeepers, surgeons even, because it's all mental work. So there's mental exhaustion, and that is where you have had to use a terrific amount of thought power for an extended period of time that makes you very tired. So you're not physically exhausted, but you're mentally exhausted, and the two different exhaustions do present in the body in different ways. Then there is also emotional exhaustion. So some people will find that comes under the category of chronic fatigue. Some people will find that they have a chronic illness that is creating a chronic exhaustion for them, an ongoing emotional exhaustion. You may be going through a divorce or grief. You may be a new mother and you are emotionally exhausted. So you see, the really important thing is that there are so many facets to yourself. There are so many levels of you that make the one, that make the whole you. And if there is one of these areas that is exhausted, it will actually roll off onto all the other areas of your life. So if you are emotionally exhausted, you will find it very hard to give of yourself in a relationship. You will find it very hard maybe to even feel that you have got everything in your life that you want. You may find that you don't have enough money, or you feel you don't have enough money. And would you believe this is all relevant to your emotional exhaustion? So each one of these has got different things that you can do to restore your energy, to lift you and take you back to being the vibrant person that you were born to be. So if you're physically exhausted, hydrate your body, stretch your body, give it a rest. Allow a stretch to ignite the pathways of blood flow through the body, and then release it and rest. A beer in front of the TV, it's not really the way to go for clearing any kind of exhaustion. Funnily enough, the body responds to more movement than it does anything else, and rest can actually be a movement. If you are mentally exhausted, you need to go into a breathing space. You need some time to rest the mind. So contemplation, daydreaming, meditation are the things for you if you are mentally exhausted. If you are emotionally exhausted, this in a lot of ways is the tougher one, because emotional exhaustion affects you on every level of yourself. For emotional exhaustion, get yourself a journal. And it may sound silly, but have that journal by you all the time. Journal, make pledge to yourself to look after yourself, hydrate and nutrition. I'm Gwenda from Shape Changer, all about exhaustion today. Bye for now.